Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, October 13th, 2014. And as always, bringing you much inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, it's no time like now, ladies, to go ahead and get your pen and your notepad out, because I've got an information-rich show for you today. Our theme all this month is productivity power, getting things done. Tips and resources to help you have a better workflow system, and of course, see some things happen in your business. You know, you can make your to-do list and set all of the goals you want, but ladies, if you don't have an efficient workflow system for everything to run in, you won't get many things accomplished. You've got to focus on that workflow, which is so very, very important. So again, I want to make sure that you know ahead of time, because we've got so much information to share with you today, that you need to just go ahead right now, have your pen and your notepad in hand, and be prepared to take down some things that literally can make some positive changes in your life and in your business. Well, in keeping with our theme today, our hot topic is going to be creating your daily operations plan. Now, our hot topic, productivity power, getting things done, is going to be going on all this month, right? And, of course, it's all about productivity, efficiency, you know, knowing the tools and resources that can help you to get those things done, and really learning that out of being a business owner, that you are not by yourself. You do not have to feel like you are all by yourself and there's no one else to help you. What you've got to understand is that now is the time to move yourself into the labor role. So we're going to be talking about that in just a short while. So our hot topic, of course, again, is creating your daily operations plan. Have you ever felt like, hey, I'm my own boss, but who in the world is guiding me? I feel like I need someone to be telling me what to do. Well, that's exactly what the daily operations plan helps to answer those questions, and that's what it does. It's going to help you to be more efficient and know exactly what you should be doing from day to day. A lot of you are going to have your aha moments as we talk about the daily operations plan. Also, I'm not going to forget those of you who look forward to me discussing the four questions to give you clarity. I'm going to be giving that to you shortly. But first, I want to just say I'm so excited that we have a featured guest that's going to be on the show today, Lynette Singleton with The Office Aide. She is our featured guest, and she'll be sharing tips on outsourcing and the importance of getting others to help you with your bookkeeping and marketing. And so I'm excited about having her on the show today. So stay tuned for that a little bit later on. Also on the show today, four questions to give you clarity. Excerpt from the book, Your Roadmap for Success by John C. Maxwell. For those of you who are avid readers, you know that he is a prolific writer and speaker, full of wisdom. I put him right up there with Napoleon Hill and some of the other great, you know, writers and visionaries of our day, of our time, okay? We're going to be coming from chapter two, entitled Where Would I Like to Go? Stages of Developing a Dream. And so his chapters are very complex, and they're just chock full of so much wisdom and information. So what I have done is I have determined what I would consider important areas of each chapter that you really need to know about. In this particular chapter, I'm going to be reading Stages of Developing Your Dream. Very, very good. So I know that you're going to enjoy that. We've got a few events at Women About Biz coming up, and then also we will get right down to our hot topic, productivity power, with, you know, creating that daily operations plan. And last but not least, you'll hear from our featured guest, Lynette Singleton. So excited about her being on the show today. Wow, we just had so much going on at Women About Biz last week. You would not believe it. Just all positive, all wonderful things, but so busy. And you know what? That's what I wish for everyone's business, is that you are hopping, you are moving, you are making things happen. And so I just want to remind you one very important fact about marketing in and of itself. You know, remember that marketing is an evolving system, a revolving system as well, and that it should keep moving, and your marketing should never stop. In today's 21st century, with the computer, with the internet, with, you know, multiple ways to market your business online, really, as businesswomen, we should have no excuse as to why we have not created an automated marketing system that is going to help us market our companies even when we are asleep, even when we are not able to be actively, manually marketing the business ourselves. And so with that said, I want you to remember that if your phone is not ringing, if you're not getting emails of people asking you about your services or products, you know, if you're not doing one-on-one presentations every week, you know, if you're not preparing quotes and bids and responding to requests for proposals, then listen, that means that something is awry in your marketing plan, and you need to be concerned and fixing it, because that's what it's all about. As I said before, I had a packed week last week, but it was a good week because marketing was working the way it was supposed to work. And I wish and want the same for you. And so that is why I like being transparent and being that open book and allowing you to learn from me, from my failures as well as my successes, because that's very, very important. For those of you that have just tuned in, this is Trina Newby, your business success coach and host of Successful Woman Radio, and thank you so much for being with us today. We've got, again, a lot to cover, so I pray that everyone has their notepad and their pen in hand, because you're going to be upset with all of this good information and you were not able to jot it down. I want to give a big shout-out to Corey Moore of Pro Networker. It's an incredible networking organization headquartered here in Atlanta that holds some of the largest and most effective networking events around. And, of course, I had the privilege of being a part of a panel that discussed the power of networking at their Net Marketing Summit, which was held this past Saturday at Fairbanks Science Center here in the Metro Atlanta area. I met some wonderful business owners, and I look so forward to connecting with them all. I just truly, truly enjoyed myself. A big shout out to all of the Women About Biz members that showed up to hear me speak and also participate in the event, to Lisa McDonald, to Nora, to Barbara Billingsley. Gee, I saw so many of you that were there. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. This was a wonderful event, and we all had a wonderful time networking. If you're not familiar with Pro Networker, definitely make sure that you visit their website, pronetworker.com. Again, pronetworker.com. And I think they're having a large networking event this evening, if I'm not mistaken. For those of you that are in the Metro Atlanta area, it's something to definitely check out, pronetworker.com. You know, last Monday I gave you three things that you needed to be focusing on this month, and they were, number one, to come up with three ways to promote and market your business during the holiday season, right? You know, you want to try and piggyback on the holiday, because, after all, women purchase 85% of all consumer products and goods, and so you want to be, as a woman, you want to make sure that you know how to reach out to your fellow women and to market your goods, your wares. Also, number two was to remember the 80-20 rule. 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers. So it's time for you now to really go back and evaluate and look at who's been purchasing from you. What deep discount can you offer those individuals that have did that? What, how can you tie that into the holiday season? And of course, any offers that you have, you always want to put a deadline on it so that you can call people to action a lot sooner. And then number three was set aside time to develop your business strategy for 2015. Now, ladies, I cannot stress enough on that, and I am so excited to let you know that at this year's Holiday Extravaganza, which is going to be on Saturday, December 6th here in Metro Atlanta, but it's not just a local event. Women from all around the East Coast, and we had even had a couple of people from the West Coast to attend before. You know, again, this is a time for business women to kind of come together, and it's a blended event that I'll be sharing with you later, but we are going to be doing a special presentation on developing your business strategy, and guess what? You will get a free handout that is completely updated for 2015, all with information about automating your business. You're going to get that if you attend the Holiday Extravaganza. So stay tuned, because I'm going to be telling you about that in just a little bit. So there you have the three things that I really feel you really need to be focusing on. So now is the time, ladies, to, you know, click on over on another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member, because of so much wonderful information being given out today. If you have your pen in hand, have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you who are listening online, make sure you share the show. Go flash over to another screen. Go to your social network, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc., and just say, hey, I'm on Successful Woman Radio. Click this link, blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Moving right on into the four questions to help give you some clarity. Here's number one: are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? Now, as you know, this is a very, very important question, because you can be busy doing so many things, you've got to will yourself and focus yourself onto the things that are most important. Again, this is why every Sunday evening you really need to be asking yourself the question, what goals am I trying to accomplish by Friday? What do I want to see happen in my business by Friday? And then make sure you have activities that are going to help you make that happen. Here's number two. What clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? Again, what clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? If you didn't know it, you should be following up with individuals every single day. And there are a lot of people out there who say, well, you know what, I don't know who to follow up with. I don't have anyone to follow up with. And if that's how you are feeling, it simply means that you have not created a workflow system for yourself, and you are not in tune as the leader of your company with the things that you need to be doing to have more positive results, more success in your business, okay? Number three, what are my sales goals for this week? Oh, this is so important, because everything should revolve around what your sales goals are going to be. If you're trying to add five new clients, you know, to your client roster, then how many people do you need to speak with in order for that to happen? How many people do you need to actually follow up with? How can you improve your sales closure ratio in order to close more sales? And last but not least, number four, how much is in my business checking? Well, wow, this is a gigantic question, right? Women tend to run away from this. You know, what I have discovered, you know, I'm a woman, hey, and when you don't have the amount of money that you would like to see in your checking account, sometimes you're going to ignore that. But from a business perspective, you need to allow that to motivate you in such a way that you are pumped to create more dollars in that account, okay? Allow that to motivate you, because you are the designer of your dreams. You are what makes everything happen. So keeping you focused on your goals and knowing those results you want to see is what it's all about on the journey of business. It is 15 minutes after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, You are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I am your coach and your success consultant. I make it happen for you. This is Trina Newby coming to you live from the beautiful city of Atlanta. I want to quickly share with you just a few things going on over at Women About Biz. As many of you know, we had our Power of Follow-Up teleclass, which was absolutely awesome. We had a great turnout for that particular teleclass, and I've had many of you email me and ask me, is there a recording of the class? Is there, is there a way to get the workbook itself? And the answer is yes to both of those. Stay tuned in your email because I am going to go ahead and send out that special offer where you can get the book at the workbook for the Power of Follow-Up and the recording from the teleclass. You can get both of those for $15.99, okay? And I'll be sending out an email a little bit later today to everyone on the mailing list. If you are not on the mailing list, here's what I want you to do. This is real simple. Go to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, spelled all the way out, SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, and in the right-hand column, go ahead and sign up for our mailing list, and then that way you'll get all of the announcements and also the information about the Power of Follow-Up. We've got our holiday extravaganza coming up, which I'm so excited, on Saturday, December 6th here in the Metro Atlanta area at the fabulous Doubletree Hotel right off of 285 in La Vista, for those of you familiar with the area. And we've got a lot going on. We're almost half sold through our vendors, you know, and I expect us to be sold out for our vendor tables by the end of this month. So if you're really interested, you definitely want to make sure that you go over to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and click on Holiday Extravaganza to learn all of the information about our vendor tables and information that's available for you. This is our sixth annual event, and so, of course, it is a blend of many seminars, our Wise Women's Luncheon, and also our Women's Holiday Expo, all combined into one for one powerful, powerful day. Stay tuned because I also want those of you who can to stay over with me at the hotel and have a powerful evening where I am going to be sharing with you how to take your vision to the next level. And so, again, I'm inviting all of you who can to stay over at the hotel. I'm working on a special hotel price for room check-in for those of you who are interested, and all of that information is going to be updated again and put on the Holiday Extravaganza section on the website. So go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and click on Holiday Extravaganza, and you'll learn more about the event and being a vendor, or as we update the site and let you know how you can register as a participant, it'll all be in that section. Again, that's Saturday, December 6th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So I'm very, very excited about that. Again, we're almost half sold out on our vendor table, so you definitely want to take action and be swift with that. Last but not least, I want to remind you that if you're interested in being on the Successful Woman Radio Show as a featured guest, to make sure you visit Successful Woman Radio and click on the link in the top menu bar, be on the show, and a representative will get back with you as soon as possible. I or our show producer, okay? So we will be getting back with you. I want to go ahead right now and move right into creating your daily operations plan and just talking about that a little bit. Now, I am preparing another daily operations plan teleclass, which is going to be coming up. So don't worry. If you feel like, gee, there is no way I'm going to retain all of this, don't worry, because I am going to be doing a more in-depth teleclass talking about how to create your daily operations plan. But there are some things that I can help you with right now in understanding what the daily operations plan is all about and how do you even begin creating that plan. Okay, so here goes. You know, planning and improving upon your business, it really can never end, because with each step of additional planning and changes comes improvement and efficiency. So as we're talking about productivity power, this is one of those things that you cannot do without as you look to be more productive and efficient in your business. And I'm talking about the daily operations plan. You know, SBA statistics show that next to not having a business plan, the lack of proper management and operations of a business is the second reason most businesses fail. How your business operates daily and how you execute each phase will result in whether or not you achieve your business goals. So being your own boss is never easy. Of course, there are many hats you're going to wear, from being the bookkeeper to the janitor and all that falls in between. Ladies, you must somehow learn to manage and operate your business properly and on a daily basis. Now, this can be a real challenge for many women and can result in a breakdown of the business foundation. As a matter of fact, when I'm consulting with business owners, one of the things that I realize when I see a problem, a crack in their business foundation, is that they never really created a workflow system for everything to fall in, which is why they don't have that clarity, why there are so many things falling through the cracks, right? So what's that solution? Well, it's simple. The solution is to create a daily operations plan that will serve as your guide for doing business every single day. Not only is this going to help you with consistency in your business, but it will also serve as a starting place, you know, when you want to create, get this, an employee's manual. That's right. This can be the beginning of you creating your employee's manual as your company grows larger. And so even though you may be a solo entrepreneur, only have a few people on your team, it doesn't mean that you should be running your business blindly. You need a guide, and the daily operations plan is your roadmap for your daily workflow. Now, there are some things that you're going to need for the daily operations plan, some tools, okay? So I'm going to list out five things that need to happen. Number one, purchase a three-ring notebook. Okay, perhaps a 1-inch, because this is where your daily operations plan is going to be placed in. Number two, make a general list of tasks that literally need to be done daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly. Okay, let me repeat that. This is number two. Make a general list of tasks that must be done daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annually. Okay. The reason why you want to do this is because some people never even really sit down to think about that. But if you brainstorm enough and sit down with yourself and say, okay, what should be happening in my business on a daily basis? What are some of the things at the end of the day that I would like to see accomplished? What about weekly? What about monthly? What about quarterly? Now, a lot of the times this has a lot to do with how you plan your business annually, which brings me right back around to the fact that every August, you should be looking at preparing your annual strategy for 2015, because it allows you to back up and really drill down and break whatever needs to be done into weekly, monthly, and quarterly. Okay, so that's why it's so important for you to really plan annually as well. Here's number three. Make a list of business-specific areas that need your attention frequently. Very, very important, especially if you have a virtual assistant or a team or someone that is helping you. That is going to really be the essence of how you will be able to follow up. Number four, under each of your business-specific areas that you listed, create your plan for carrying out the specific functions. Again, create a plan for carrying out those specific functions. And last but not least, something that I know the majority of business women are not doing, and we really need to, is to make an emergency page that will instruct others what to do in case of an emergency. Also, make sure you have a separate page where you list your blood type, your insurance, your phone numbers of your close relatives who connect with, a list of your current clients, and the name of your business banking representative. That's very, very important, because if something happens to you, your family is not going to want to go in your office and plunder to try to figure it all out. You should automatically have this created and have your operations guide on your desk or somewhere around where your husband, your significant other, your children, business associates, your partner, someone knows where that operations guide is, so that if you get sick, if you get in a car accident, God forbid, or if you get in the hospital for surgery or anything, okay, that they know where that operations guide is. Also, I think it's very important as we talk about you having that emergency section in your daily operations plan is to make sure that you have, you know, identified 2 to 3 individuals, competitors perhaps, that do exactly what you do. Know who and how you're going to refer your clients if you should be sick and you cannot provide that service to them. Or who can you get to subcontract under you where you can still make a piece of the pie? This is very, very important. By creating your daily operations plan, ladies, you can expect to see the following results. Less procrastination. That's right. As you know, when you don't have things written down and you don't have a system that you are following, procrastination settles in, you lose your clarity. So this is going to help you to decrease procrastination. You'll have better focus on a daily basis, a clear view of the areas that you need to improve on, and better consistency in following up with your clients, which is so very, very important. So I kind of gave you instructions of what you needed to have for your daily operations plan. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to read to you an operations outline of someone who owns a catering company. And I'm just, you know, maybe many of you will have your aha moment as we talk about the daily operations plan and what needs to go in it. Now, if you will remember, one of the things that I recommended that you do was number 2, make a general list of tasks that must be done daily, weekly, or monthly, right? And so I'm going to use an example for a catering company, okay? Johnson's Catering Service is the example. And so right now the owner has broken down their general operations on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis, okay? On a daily basis, Johnson's Catering says that they need to return messages. That could be emails and voicemails, response to correspondence, okay, mail out customer information requests, marketing, they need to call at least 3 prospective clients daily, and they need to order food for any catering events as necessary. So that's the daily thing that they need to do. Here's what Johnson's Catering says they needed to do weekly. Weekly, they needed to review their checking account balance and clearance of checks. They needed to make sure that bookkeeping was properly being done. They needed to follow up on any prospective customers from the previous week and set appointments for one-on-one presentations. And they needed to send out their weekly e-news and meet with prospective clients. So on a weekly basis, that's what they're doing. And then monthly, Johnson's Catering Service said that on the 1st and the 15th, they needed to take care of accounts payable. They needed to reconcile their bank statement. They needed to print their monthly balance sheet so they can take a look at monies coming in, money going out. They needed to evaluate their sales for the month to see if they have accomplished their sales goals or if they're headed in the right direction. And then they say if sales are low, determine the weak areas and find solutions. They do this on a monthly basis. If the sales are high, then identify the strong points and duplicate more. This is what Johnson's Catering said that they needed to do on a weekly, monthly, and quarterly basis, okay? Now, they needed to do that on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. Now, let's move on to operational procedures because Johnson's Catering has outlined all of the material that needs to be placed in the binder. You guys might remember that I have mentioned many times that you need to have everything in order to service the customer or a client. You need to have that information in a location where you can quickly put your hands on it and be able to see it because sometimes you might forget, right? You might easily forget that what your business is all about, or you might forget where you have placed your sales quote sheet. You might forget a lot of things. Heck, you might even forget to ask the person their name and their phone number and the name of their business like I did one time, which is how I came up with the daily operations procedures, right? So you really need to understand that how important this really is. So what Johnson's Catering did is under operational procedures, they created an outline of all of the materials that they actually needed to gather. And here's what they said they needed to gather. They needed to gather their document templates. In other words, they were going to create forms and templates for their introduction letter, their follow-up letter, their thank you letter, and a standard template for doing proposals so it wouldn't take them that long to respond back to a customer who wanted a quote or a request for a proposal, right? Here's the second thing under marketing and sales that they said they needed to do. They needed marketing materials handy and ready. Brochures, flyers, business cards, and promotional items needed to be placed in the operational binder so that they can easily put their hands on it and go to it as they are talking with prospective customers. Number three, they felt they needed client information, and so they decided to create a client intake form, okay? And in that intake form, they needed to have the following information: the person's name, phone, address, city, state, who they were referred by or how did they learn about them, birth date, anniversary date, and point of contact, theme, decorations needed, and also the number of guests for the particular event. And then they also felt they needed to include their catering menu and prices per person, because people always want to know the cost and how much is it going to cost. Next, they felt that in the binder, they also needed to have a section called industry research so that they could keep up with local Convention and Visitors Bureau information, meetings and conventions coming to the area that they might be able to pre-market for, and catering network groups, which was so important to them. Here's the next thing that they said they needed is sales. And next to sales, they said incoming calls. They needed to quickly be able to put their hands on the menu list, frequently asked questions and references that they could provide if needed. And, of course, for outgoing calls, they said they needed a section called telemarketing where they would actually have their phone script. So each of these areas that I have called out in the operational procedures were going to be tabs within their binder. And under each of those tabs was going to be specific information. And, again, I'll quickly go over those tabs. It was seven in all: document templates, marketing materials, client intake form, catering menus and prices, industry research, sales for incoming calls, and telemarketing for outgoing calls. Okay, and that is what they needed. So the information that I've just shared with you is really about a system that you personally need to put together based on your business industry, specifically for creating your own daily operations plan. So again, I recommended to you at the beginning of the presentation that you needed to purchase a three-ring notebook, right? Number two, make a general list of tasks that must be done daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, or annually. And then number three, make that list of areas you need attention to frequently. Number four was under each of the business-specific areas. Then you need to create your plan for carrying out the specific function. So those specific areas will be the tabs that you create for your binder. And under each tab, just like Johnson's Catering, the example I read to you, you're then going to outline, bullet point, each of the types of material and information you need to have under each of those tabs. And then last but not least, number five, ladies, you've got to make an emergency page, which will instruct others what to do in case of an emergency. So I'm very, very excited that you were on the show today and that you were able to hear the information about creating that daily operations plan and, you know, so very important tapping into your productivity power and knowing what's going to help you to take your business to the very next level. Coming up, we're going to have our featured guest, Lynette Singleton. I'm so excited that she is going to be on the show today. And so in just a little bit, she will be coming on and talking about outsourcing and talking about the importance of getting others to help you with your bookkeeping, with your marketing, why that is so very, very important. So coming up shortly will be Lynette Singleton, and I'm so excited, whenever we can feature guests on the show who can help you with understanding more in depth about certain topics and help you with tips and resources. It's just so very, very important. Quickly, I want to share with you information from the book, John C. Maxwell's Your Roadmap for Success. And I'm not going to read the whole chapter because his chapters are quite intense but powerful. And I'm letting you know now, this is one of the books that I would like to recommend to you to go ahead and purchase for your business library. He says, in Stages for Developing a Dream on page 31, over the years, I've learned a lot about vision and what it means to have a dream because it's such a critical part of leadership. I've observed that there is a big difference between those who basically dream and those whose dreams, okay, come true. As Nolan Bushnell, founder of Atari, said, everyone gets an idea in the shower, but the successful ones get out of the shower, dry off, and guess what? They do something about it. Here are the stages in developing a successful dream based on my personal experience and observation. He says, the whole process begins with the seed of an idea, a vision that grows out of a heartfelt desire. Many people discover their dream in a flash of insight after working in an area for years. Some receive it in a time of prayer. Others are motivated by an event from their past. Maybe you've already experienced the I thought it stage and discovered your dream. If you haven't, he says, the following five steps will help you clear away the clutter and discover your dream. So again, I'm not going to go too much in depth, but I want to give you what those five areas are, okay? I want to say that these are stages for developing a dream that he says happened to him from his personal experience. Here's number one, believe in your ability to succeed. He says, no person can consistently perform in a manner that is inconsistent with the way he sees himself. You must believe that you can succeed if you are to succeed. Number two, get rid of your pride. And, you know, this is something that I share with people all the time, and I totally agree. He says, people full of themselves usually don't have much room left over for a life-changing dream. That's why it's so important to get rid of pride. It can keep you from trying new things or asking questions because you're afraid to. Here's number three, cultivate constructive discontent. He says discontent is the driving force that makes people search for their dreams. Think about it. Every invention registered in the U.S. Patent Office is the result of creative discontent. Each inventor, not satisfied with something as it was, found a way to constructively overcome his dissatisfaction, either by creating something new or by improving what already existed. Number four, he says, is escape from habit. A habit can be defined as something you can do without thinking. Maybe that's why we have so many of them. Habits can kill a dream because when you stop thinking, you stop questioning and dreaming. You begin to accept what is without considering what could be. Habits can cause you to go through the motions rather than think about the possibilities. They slowly close the door on your potential. And last but not least is number five, balance creativity with character. He says, releasing your creativity to get yourself out of a rut and thinking about your dream is a basic part of the process. But nothing will come of it if you don't have the character to follow through with action. Lastly, he says, the moment you discover your dream, the thing you were created to do is an incredible experience, but that alone is not enough to take you on this journey. The development of a successful dream is the process, and the next step of development requires you to invest, and I would like to repeat that, the next step of development requires you to invest in your dream emotionally. It needs to grow beyond your thoughts and carry over into your feelings to take action. And again, ladies, that is from the book, Your Roadmap for Success by the prolific writer and author, John C. Maxwell. Well, coming up in just about 1 minute, we're going to be bringing on Lynette Singleton. So, so excited that she's going to be on the show with us today. Just want to do a quick mic check. Lynette, are you with us?
I'm here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, at this time, ladies, I want to just read a little bit about Lynette and just let you know who she is. Lynette Singleton is co-owner of Gray's Singleton LLC. They are back office experts for people seeking the peace of mind of well-maintained financial record keeping or to market and grow their small business. A multi-talented professional, Lynette has provided strategic marketing, accounting, and operation support for sole practitioners, small businesses, and nonprofits, and to mention multi-million dollar organizations like ING, a global financial institution, and the American Cancer Society. She has used those best practices to teach classes for the U.S. Small Business Administration and Santa Fe College Center for Innovation and Economic Development. So we want to make sure that we are prepared and ready with our pens and notepads so that we can gain the wisdom and information that Lynette is going to share with us today. And again, you can connect with her by visiting her website, theofficeaid.com. Again, the, T-H-E, office, O-F-F-I-C-E, aid, A-I-D-E, .com for help with your virtual back office, bookkeeping, and marketing needs. I want to get that in right up front. Lynette, welcome to Successful Woman Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Trina. I cannot tell you how excited I am about this. I've been listening to your show for a while, and I think you have such a wonderful program, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, let's just get right to discussing, you know, all about what you do over at TheOfficeAid.com. Now, you're providing an interesting service. Share with us how you thought of the concept about The Office Aid and exactly what the company does.
Well, basically, in a nutshell, Gray Singleton LLC, also known as The Office Aid, provides back office support for small businesses. And it's basically virtual assistance, and that's not necessarily a new concept for folks. I know you mentioned that earlier in the show, but mm-hmm. we stand mm-hmm. apart by focusing on two key functions, bookkeeping and marketing, which are services that basically have the ability to strengthen an organization and to help it grow. My business partner, Kiana Graves, and I were inspired by the fact that over three-quarters of the 28.2 million small businesses in the United States, and just frankly, I don't know if your members know this or not, but nearly 9.1 million of them are women-owned. These are mm-hmm. non-employers with average sales of less than $45,000. So we're talking mm-hmm. about entrepreneurs who are research-challenged. You know, they don't have a staff, and they have very little in sales, but they're helping to drive the U.S. economy all while tackling multiple roles. You talked about this earlier. We're talking about people who mm-hmm. are not only answering the phones, but delivering the products and services, and they're doing everything in between there. So by outsourcing these two functions that are critical to their success, we offer a way for them to efficiently grow their business.
Wonderful. Awesome, awesome. So, ladies, as you can see, and I'm always talking about the fact that even though we're solo entrepreneurs, we don't have to be in the business by ourselves. And certainly Lynette's type of business service is something that you all should be paying close attention to. Now, there is a word that I know most small business or solo business owners are not familiar with, and it's outsourcing. How can women business owners benefit from outsourcing?
Well, you're absolutely right. That is a very frightening word. I know a lot of times when I think of the word outsourcing, I always think about jobs being shipped overseas. And from a political mm-hmm. and an economic standpoint, that really does set people's hair on their – you can feel the hair standing on the back of your head when people start talking about outsourcing. But what we're talking about is basically looking at the operations of your business and the services that are not critical to what you do. Are those services something that you can turn over to an outside source, say, for instance, like us at The Office Aid? You might find that bookkeeping is not critical to what you do in your business, so you could literally turn that over to an outside professional. So when you do that, when you look at outsourcing your services, there are a number of different things that happen, but for small business women owners, one of the biggest benefits is the fact that it frees up a significant amount of your time. You know, just mm-hmm. some things like if you're actively involved in social media, you could easily spend 10 hours or more of your time marketing your business on social media. But that's not key to what you do to run your business. So it might be best to turn that over to somebody else who has the better expertise at doing that. And when you do, you free up that time. That's time that you can redirect towards running your business, pursuing your personal interests, or even more importantly, spending time with your family and friends.
Absolutely, and I totally agree.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know this from being a small business owner yourself. You could easily spend 50, 60, sometimes even 70 hours a week running your business. And that's time that you're not, you know, going to your kids' recital or their baseball games or things of that nature. So that's one of the biggest benefits to outsourcing. It helps to free up your time.
Absolutely.
When you outsource,
you know,
also...
I was just going to add in, Lynette, that for those of you who are listening, you know, I talk about a lot of the time that, you know, you need to be calling 3 to 5 new prospects and following up with them. But most of the time I have clients telling me they don't have the time to call people because they're still trying to play catch up to all of the bookkeeping administrative work that they're trying to get done. It bogs them down. So I understand what you're saying.
Absolutely. You know, bookkeeping, if you're not a numbers person, a lot of people just don't get it, and it can be very time-consuming. I look at a number of online Q&A sessions, and people are asking, who really don't have a background in accounting, who are asking a lot of what I think are standard questions about bookkeeping. And these are people, once again, they're not really trained professionals in that area, and it's time-consuming in order to find the answers to those things. But again, if you're a business owner and that's not your level of expertise, if you outsource that, you know, one of the other benefits is the fact that you gain access to the professional support of the person that you're outsourcing your services to. Not just their professional support and their knowledge, but to their network and to new technologies that they may have access to as well. I look at, I don't know about your weekend, but I spent my weekend working on a number of tax-related issues because Wednesday is the final deadline for filing your personal extension tax returns. And so while I may offer bookkeeping services, one of my colleagues is a CPA who I've known for years, and he's a brilliant man with a lot of expertise, and I'm able to go to him and ask a lot of questions and help resolve questions and answers for my clients that they may not have access to as well. So when you look at all of these different ways that you can benefit from outsourcing, in the end, it helps you to be able to focus on what you're doing, to stop and think clearly, and ultimately it will increase your productivity.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So, ladies, you know, again, you can hear just from Lynette sharing with you what outsourcing is, how it can really help to increase your productivity. Lynette, what are some of the characteristics of a productive woman in business? You know, what might she look like?
You know, for me, Trina, and I think that you're the exact same way just from what I've heard on your show, one of the keys of highly successful women is that they have a very clear vision of what they're doing, where they're going, and ultimately they have no problem in allowing others to help them get there. These women, you know, they know their limitations. They, for instance, may not be great public speakers. They may be completely uncomfortable with social media. But knowing those limitations, they are willing to delegate wisely in order to get the best out of those particular functions. They also, you see this with mommypreneurs. They rely on their support system and social networks, either with their family and friends, to help them get their job done and help them get where they're going. They're also great networkers. I know that you've done this yourself. You're great about, you know, referring other people. You talked about Corey Moore earlier. So they're helping people to – they're not only looking to seek out best practices, but they're willing to share that information with others as well. And another thing that I think is really important that you see in highly successful women, and I think that women in general get a lot of flack for this, is that these are the kind of women who embrace new technology and development wholeheartedly. In a fast-changing world like ours, you see – large businesses that are using the best of advanced modern technologies in highly appropriate ways. I know I myself would be completely immobilized if all I had to do was constantly rely on the fact that I've got to get back to my desk in order to check my email or know what my calendar is. So just the notion that my email is accessible by my cell phone, that I can look at my calendar while you and I are having lunch and say, you know what, Trina, next Monday works for me. Let's get together at 10 o'clock. Those are the kind of things that are really helpful for me from a technology standpoint, and my business has been able to thrive about that. So when you look at these type of small business owners, women owners, they jump all over things like outsourcing their bookkeeping or their marketing services because they're looking for best practices and they know how this is going to benefit them and what they're trying to do and where they're going as a business owner.
This is great stuff. And for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, and we're interviewing Lynette Singleton of the back office. I'm sorry, the office aide. And I'm thinking back office because I'm looking at the fact that you are back office experts. But the officeaide.com, okay? And it's true, and it's so very, very true, all the things you have said, but I really like the part that you were talking about, embrace new technology, that women who have who are productive, that they embrace new technology. And I would just like to say women of now, N-O-W, women of now, meaning you're not going to be standing with someone at a networking event and they're saying, hey, I'd like to meet with you to learn more about how you can service my business. And you're saying, well, when I get back to my office, let me check my calendar. If you are a woman of now, you'll just look at your phone, look at your calendar and say, hey, look, I see my calendar. I can schedule you right now. And so I really like that part about embracing the new technology. And then I also love that you said rely on a support system, that productive women rely on a support system, know that they're not by themselves. So, Lynette, go ahead. What else are some characteristics of productive women business owners?
Well, I think one of the biggest things about productive business owners and how they are operating at their best is that they tend to be excellent problem solvers. And they're organized from a resourcefulness standpoint. They make well-informed decisions. They take advantage of opportunities that will help them move their business to the next level. For instance, I earlier this summer went to the City of Atlanta Back to Business Conference, which is basically a procurement conference to help small business owners get information and network with how they can pursue government contracts. So if you look at women who are looking to take their business to the next level, these are the type of agile women who have up-to-date financial records that they can quickly produce 2 years of federal income tax returns that will help them to obtain their Small Business Association 8A or women-owned business certification so that they can pursue those government contracts. They've already got this infrastructure in place, and they know that when this opportunity presents itself, they are ready to jump. They planned about where they're going, and they have the facilities in order to make that happen. Or it could be that you offer the type of program or service where there could be some late-breaking issue that's taking place in the news, and you've already got your messaging together, your website is well organized, you can reach out to members of the media outlet and talk about, you know, how you as a business owner can provide them with news and information and insight into this issue that may be of benefit to their readers, their listeners, their viewers. So you've got the infrastructure in place to help you promote your programs, your products, and your services. These are the kind of things that productive business women are doing. They've taken the time, very much like you outlined in this operations manual, to stop in the middle of a storm and say, what do I need to do to build a solid foundation for my business? And they make those things happen. This isn't some wishful thing that we want to happen, you know, 2-3 years from now or when I get the opportunity. They have stopped and taken the time to make it happen now so that they can benefit from it in the future.
Absolutely. And that's what I believe. I believe that we need to become, again, women of now. We need to stop putting so many excuses up, stop saying, you know, we don't have the money to invest. You know, it's really interesting because, Lynette, I find many of the excuses that we use as businesswomen, we're in contradiction of what we're saying that we really want. What do you think?
I agree with that. I really do. I think that, you know, and this could just be the very nature of being women, like we feel insecure maybe, and I know it's an awful word to say, but, you know, we just feel like we're fearful, we're not going to make it happen, or we need somebody else's approval or support or guidance. But the simple fact of the matter is if you look at all the things that women accomplish, just something as simple as you run your household, you've got two or three children, you're sending them to school, you're supporting your husband, you're volunteering for probably normally two, three or more organizations in your community. These are things that we should be proud of. And if we can make those things happen, we can certainly operate our business and take it to the next level if that's what we decide that we want to do. The key is we've got to believe in ourselves and get out of our own way.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I was reading an excerpt from the book, Your Roadmap for Success, and that's exactly what John C. Maxwell was talking about was, you know, you've got to believe in yourself. And then he also said that you have got to put habits to the side because habits can have automated us in such a way that we are allowing our habits to run our lives. And as a result, we're not thinking outside of the box. We're not being creative. And we certainly are not taking action on the things that we need to take action on. So you're also, Lynette, right on the money with productivity and with outsourcing and with really learning to operate at your best. Please let our listeners know how they can engage your services to increase their productivity. How can they connect with you? And what are some of the ways that that you can help them?
Well, one of the easiest ways to connect with us is very simple. Just to go and visit our website, which you've already mentioned, it's The Office Aid, and that's THEOFFICE Aid, which is AIDE.com. They can be sure to use the contact us form once they get to that site for help with their small business bookkeeping and marketing. And, you know, should they be so inclined, your users are more than welcome to use the links on our website to follow any of our social media accounts as well.
Mm-hmm. And I know for those of you who are listening, you can hear the powerful knowledge and experience that Lynette has. We have a special offer for you if you're listening right now on the show. Lynette, go ahead and tell them about the special 30-minute consultation offer that you have for them.
Well, I don't know how many of your listeners are aware of the fact that October is National Women's Small Business Month. So what we'd like to do, because we're so excited about being on your show, we want to help you honor your listeners who are actively working to fulfill their dreams and grow their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So now through the end of the month, October 31st, any successful woman radio listener who visits our website, once again, that's theofficeaid.com, and connects with us using that contact us form that I mentioned before, they will receive a free 30-minute consultation to explore ways that my business partner and I can help them be more productive. The only thing that I ask is that they reference the fact that they are so successful women radio listeners so that we can give credit where credit is due.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much. So, ladies, she just gave you a free 30-minute consultation to brainstorm and ask questions about how to be more productive concerning bookkeeping and your marketing system. So it's a great opportunity for you. Well, Lynette, towards the end of your interview, I wanted to ask you a couple of things. Number one was, what does success mean to you? And also, if you could share three wisdom tips for our listeners to take away with them today.
Sure. You know, one of the things that I can remember when you talk about what does success mean to you, I remember reading once that the real tragedy of life is not that each of us doesn't have enough talent, it's that we fail to use the ones that we have. So I know for me, knowing at the end of the day that I have done my best to maximize the gifts and talents that I have been given is very important to me. And I'll be honest with you, Trina, that can be a challenge sometimes. Like most women, I'm a nurturer. I thrive on hearing what the goals and dreams of other people are and doing what I can to help them achieve it. But occasionally I have to stop and remind myself that I am one of my clients. And when I do that, I find that I can successfully leverage those gifts in sometimes, quite honestly, to my own great surprise. So I would encourage women to do that, and I would encourage them to remember to stop and think that they are just as important as the people that they're putting before themselves. And that kind of leads me to, you know, what my three wisdom tips would be. You mentioned that earlier about, you know, sometimes as a small business owner, there's going to be failures. So what I would tell people to do is to remember, just in three simple words, to believe in yourself, meaning you need to know what your worth is and what value you bring to the world. Whatever your talent is, just remember that. Don't ever let anybody cause you to forget that in any way, shape, or form. And then, just as you mentioned about business failure, remember that bad things happen to good people all the time. What matters is how you recover from what happens to you. And then, if you can remember that, if you remember your worth and you remember what your values are and how you're going to deal with the things that happen to you, don't forget that every day you get the chance to reinvent yourself and make the next day better. So if you feel like your business is operating in chaos and confusion, to just like Triana suggested earlier, stop, take the time to put together this operations manual, and think about what it is that you want your business to be and what infrastructure do you need to put in place to make that happen, even if that means that you have to outsource it to someone like myself. Those are the things that you need to do to reinforce your worth and your value in the world.
Wonderful, wonderful. That is just so awesome. I've enjoyed this whole interview, and as always, we never have enough time. But I am just so thrilled that you were able to be on the show today. And, of course, I am excited to be connecting with you. And of course, I want to invite you to come back to the show where you can talk about bookkeeping and where your partner can talk about marketing. Will you do that?
I would love to. I would love to. But, you know, in the meantime, I'm going to keep listening to Successful Woman Radio.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And again, everyone, that was Lynette Singleton, owner of Graves Singleton, LLC. And, of course, you can visit their website at theofficeaid.com. That's theofficeaide, as in Edward.com, for all of your help with your virtual back office bookkeeping and marketing needs. Well, ladies, we have come to the end of the show, but don't hang up yet, because guess what? I have one more exciting piece of news for you that you need to know before you hang that phone up. Many of you heard me talk about creating your daily operations plan, and if you would like a copy of the daily operations plan outline, then I'm going to give you an email address that you can all quickly email, and in the subject line, just say request daily operations plan outline, okay? You can email me at info, that's I-N-F-O-2, that's info, the number 2, at womenaboutbiz.com. Again, info, I-N-F-O-2, the number 2, at womenaboutbiz.com. One last time, info2 at womenaboutbiz.com. Email me, and in the subject line, just request daily operations plan outline, and that will get right back to you in the form of a PDF report. So this is my gift to you, because I want to see all of you. I want to see you succeed. And it's for us as women, this is our year. This is our century. This is time for us to break the barriers and to be the women that God would like for us to be. Women of vision, women of power, women of now, women who take action, women who invest on themselves. So again, I want to encourage you to definitely take advantage and email me so that I can send you the daily operations plan outline. And then Lynette offered something very special to all of Successful Woman Radio listeners, which was a 30-minute, no-cost consultation on learning how you can better outsource, how you can better utilize the help with bookkeeping and marketing your business in a more effective manner. So, again, this is very, very important that you take advantage of that. She's offering that in honor of the National Women's Small Business Month throughout the month of October. So you need to go ahead and get yours in there right now by visiting theofficeaid.com. Well, there you have it, ladies. a wonderful information-packed show like I promised you at the beginning today. And I want you to mark your calendar and tune in next Monday, October 20th at 12 noon for more motivation and inspiration to succeed and thrive. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying success is yours for the taking. Ladies, have a productive and powerful week. Bye-bye.